The Riverside Bulldogs are preparing for a new season with a lot of returning talent. One player in particular is Grady Jepson, as he was the leading scorer from last season with 21.3 points per game and 4.3 rebounds per game. Head coach Nick Crone is not only anticipating the senior to lead the team, but is looking for multiple players to bring their talent to the floor as well.
Well, I think, I mean, we know how good Grady is, and he'll be back for his senior year, so really excited to see that. I think you're going to see Mason McCready take a bigger role offensively. He's worked pretty hard. He's gotten a lot more efficient through the summer. We'll call on him a little bit more with the loss. I mean, Aiden Bell and Aiden Salias picked up a lot of that slack last year. And then Garrett Huff will be getting extended minutes and Kyler Reakin. So you'll kind of take some of that, maybe what Aiden provided, and you'll be distributing out over a lot of different areas, a lot of different players. So then also, you know, we've had strong showings from Peyton Amdor, Cole Jepson, and Owen Fenner too this summer. They're incoming freshmen, so kind of a, you know, attack by committee with that. So pretty excited for potentially the depth we might have. Kind of excited to see us get going in kind of a real life game situation, and kind of see where people kind of see how they perform.
In terms of the offensive side of the floor, the Bulldogs are looking to utilize a more freelance offense. That doesn't always mean the quickest offense on the court, but means that the ball will be moving around and shared among the entire team.
I go into each season kind of looking at, a freelance type of offense where you coach them up a lot in practice, but in the game it's a lot more free-flowing, kind of read and react type stuff. And then we also have, you know, a structure. You think of, like, we don't do flex, but like flex, and we'll have one of both. You know, I hope not to get to the continuous one, because usually that means we're kind of stagnant. So I think the other challenge will be, you know, we have some new guys coming in. I think can hit some shots. I think they're going to get opportunities, because I think, you know, Grady is special enough. He's going to garner some, we're going to see some high pressure. He's going to see a lot of, he might have people pick him up full court. He might have people double team him. You know, you might have a box of one, triangle and two on, I mean, I've seen even a triangle and two on Grady, or the two guard Grady. So we're going to have to be prepared for that. So yeah, that's kind of the areas there that I think offensively we'll be going. And we have a few set plays here and there to try to get, spring some people free that we need to get shots.
With Riverside this season, the team is not only working on utilizing Grady Jepson, but the entire senior class as well.
You know, he's really stepped up his game this summer. Being super vocal is not in his wheelhouse, but he has been. Him and Grady have done a good job to start the season. So, you know, I really look to those two guys. Kyler's done a really nice job. You know, he holds a gajillion other leadership positions within our school, so it's really nice having his skill set and expertise that he brings from, like, student council. And he's kind of getting all their takes on that. It's a pretty close-knit group, you know, so I'm really going to rely on our upperclassmen to help us with that.
Riverside has been playing scrimmage games up until tomorrow's first game of the regular season. The Bulldogs are looking to win some games down the line early, which only leads to more wins later in the season.
Our first games out of the gate have been really competitive games. We lost both of those. So you start to think, man, it's been, you know, 2 years since we won a playoff game. So I think everybody's kind of locked in. By the end of the season, we're improved enough where we can make a deep playoff run. I mean, that would be a goal. I know a lot of people say state, but, you know, we want to win some games in the postseason. And see where it goes from there. So hopefully we can do the things, play the defense, rebound, score efficiently enough where we can put ourselves in position to do that.
Riverside's first game will be tomorrow, Tuesday, November 28th, against AHSTW at 7:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.